Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 13. I do not care for my personal unhappiness, but when I see the morose face of Mother Yashoda and the hearts of all the inhabitants of Vrindavan breaking because of you, I wonder whether you want to kill them all, or do you want to enliven them by coming there? Why are you simply keeping them alive in a state of suffering? The inhabitants of Vrindavan do not want you dressed like a prince, nor do they want you to associate with great warriors in a different country. They cannot leave the land of Vrindavan, and without your presence, they are all dying. What is their condition to be? Tumi Brajera Jivana. Braja Rajera Pranadana. Tumi Brajera Shakala Sampad. Kripardra Tomaramana. Ashi Jiao Brajajana. Braje Udai Karao Nizapada. My dear Krishna, you are the life and soul of Vrindavan Dham. You are especially the life of Nanda Maharaj. You are the only opulence in the land of Vrindavan, and you are very merciful. Please come and let all the residents of Vrindavan live. Kindly keep your lotus feet again in Vrindavan. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srimati Radharani did not express her personal unhappiness at being separated from Krishna. She wanted to evoke Krishna's feelings for the condition of all the others in Vrindavan Dham. Mother Yashoda, Maharaj Nanda, the cowherd boys, the gopis, the birds and bees on the bank of the Jamuna, the water of the Jamuna, the trees, the forests, and all other paraphernalia associated with Krishna before he left Vrindavan for Mathura. These feelings of Srimati Radharani were manifested by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore he invited Lord Jagannath, Krishna, to return to Vrindavan. That is the purport of the Rathyatra cars going from Jagannath Puri to the Gundicha temple. Sunya Radhikavani Braja Premera Mani Ani Bhave Vyakulita Dehaman Braja Lokera Prema Suni Apanake Arnamani Kare Krishna Tandare Asvasana. After hearing Srimati Radharani's statements, Lord Krishna's love for the inhabitants of Vrindavan was evoked, and his body and mind became very much perturbed. After hearing of their love for him, he immediately thought himself to be always indebted to the residents of Vrindavan. Then Krishna began to pacify Srimati Radharani as follows. Prana priye shuna more e satya vachana. Toma sabra smarane, dhuron muni ratridine, mora dukha na jane kona jana. My dear Srimati Radharani, please hear me. I'm speaking the truth. I cried day and night simply upon remembering all you inhabitants of Vrindavan. No one knows how unhappy this makes me. Here is the Prabhupada's purport. It is said, Vrindavanam Pratyaja Padamekam Nagacchati. In one sense, Krishna, the original personality of Godhead, Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha, does not even take one step away from Vrindavan. However, in order to take care of various duties, Krishna had to leave Vrindavan. He had to go to Mathura to kill Kamsa. And then he was taken by his father to Dwarka, where he was busy with state affairs and disturbances created by demons. Krishna was away from Vrindavan, and he was not at all happy, as he plainly disclosed to Srimati Radharani. She is the dearmost life and soul of Sri Krishna, and he expressed his mind to her as follows. Braja Basa Jata Jan Mata Pita Shakagan Sabe Hoya Mora Prana Sama Tandram Madhye Gopigana Saksad Mora Jivana Tumi Mora Jivanera Jivan. Sri Krishna continued, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan Dham, my mother, father, coward boyfriends, and everything else, they are like my life and soul. And among all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis are my very life and soul. And among the gopis, you, Srimati Radharani, are the chief. Therefore, you are the very life of my life. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srimati Radharani is the center of all Vrindavan's activities. In Vrindavan, Krishna is the instrument of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan still chant Jai Radhe. From Krishna's own statement given herein, it appears that Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan and that Krishna is simply her decoration. Krishna is known as Madan Mohana, the enchanter of Cupid, but Srimati Radharani is the enchanter of Krishna. Consequently, Srimati Radharani is called Madana Mohana Mohini, the enchanter of the enchanter of Cupid. Continuing. Toma Shabra Premarase Amake Karila Vase Ame Tomara Adina Kevala Toma Shabra Chadana Ama Dura De Shalana Rakhiyache Durdaivo Prabhava. My dear Srimati Radharani, I am always subservient to the loving affairs of all of you. I am under your control only. My separation from you and residence in distant places have occurred due to my strong misfortune. Priya Priya Sangahina Priya Priya Sangavina Nahi Jye E Satya Praman Mora Dasha Shone Jave Tandra E Dasha Hove E Bae Dunhe Rakke Prana. When a woman is separated from the man she loves, or a man is separated from his beloved woman, neither of them can live. It is a fact that they live only for each other, for if one dies and the other hears of it, he or she will die also. Se sati premavati premavan se pati viyoga ye van se priyahite Nagana appana dukha vanse priya jana sukha se dui mile acharate. Such a loving, chaste wife and loving husband desire all welfare for each other in separation and do not care for personal happiness. Only desiring each other's well-being, such a pair certainly meet again without delay. Rakite tomara jivana Sevi Ame Narayana Tandra Shaktiye Ashi Niti Niti Toma Shane Krida Kore Niti Yai Jadupuri Tahatumi Man Manahana Mora Sporti. You are my most dear, and I know that in my absence you cannot live for a moment, and just to keep you living, I worship Lord Narayan. By his merciful potency, I come to Vrindavan every day to enjoy pastimes with you. I then return to Dwarka Dham. Thus, you can always feel my presence there in Vrindavan. Mora bhagya mova shaye tomara je prema hoye se prema parama prabal lukana atma ane sangha karaya Toma Sane Prakateha Anibe Satvara. Our love affair is more powerful because of my good fortune in receiving Narayan's grace. This allows me to come there unseen by others. I hope that very soon I will be visible to everyone. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Krishna has two kinds of presence, prakat and aprakat. Manifest and unmanifest. These are identical for the sincere devotee. Even if Krishna is not physically present, the devotee's constant absorption in the affairs of Krishna make him always present. This is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Valochanena Shanta Sadaiva Vidayeshu Valokayanti Yam Sharma Sundarama Chintaguna Sarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Due to his intense love, the pure devotee always sees Krishna, Lord Krishna, present within his heart. All glories to Govinda, the primeval personality of Godhead. When Krishna is not manifest before the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they are always absorbed in thought of him. Therefore, even though at that time Krishna was living in Dwarka, he was simultaneously present before all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. This was his aprakata presence. Devotees who are always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna will soon see Krishna face to face without a doubt. In other words, devotees who are always engaged in Krishna consciousness and are fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna certainly return home back to Godhead. They then see Krishna directly, face to face, talk with him and enjoy his company. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Chakvadeham Punajanma Naiti Mams Eti Soarjana. Because during his lifetime, a pure devotee is always speaking of Krishna and engaged in his service, as soon as he gives up his body, he immediately returns to Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna is personally present. He then meets Krishna directly. This is successful human life. This is the meaning of prakriteha anive sattvara. The pure devotee will soon see the personal manifestation of Lord Sri Krishna. And we shall continue hearing of Krishna's words in reply to Srimati Radharani's mood of intense separation and her mood of bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan, which is the mood of Lord Jagannath traveling to the Gundisha temple from Sri Mandir, Jagannath Mandir. So we shall continue hearing of Krishna's reply to Srimati Radharani very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.